Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your market update for April 19th, 2024. So today we're going to talk about the economic calendar or the lack of data that we have today. And then we're going to talk about home prices. Now, I know I hate talking about home prices, but I just want you guys to understand where you get your data is very relevant. So without further ado, mortgage rates, let's just say they stayed a little bit steady yesterday. They only went up maybe 0.02, 0.01. At least that's a better direction of than going up a quarter of a point in one day that we saw last week. So let's get to the economic calendar we have for today, and that is basically just blank. We had Thursday, we had data in regards to jobs and existing home sales, and that's about it. There's nothing coming on the agenda today, so the markets really shouldn't be reacting that much. They should just start settling down a little bit. But today I want to talk about home prices. So you get a lot of data. Some people are saying, well, the housing market is down maybe 5, 10%. Others are saying, well, no, it's up. So where do you get your data? That is very important. So I want to show you a website that you can go to, and it's right through here. It's called fred.stlouisfed.org. Just look up Fred Home Prices. Okay, you're going to get a bunch of different charts, and that's what I want to show you guys in this video right now. So one of the charts that a lot of people use when they're doing their analysis is right here behind me in the screen. So you can see through here. Okay, so here's what home prices did, and now right through here, they're actually saying that it's dropped down from its highs. So if we take a little bit of a peek over the last year, what's actually happened? Well, it peaked out right here, and it's actually down. So you could say, well, home prices are down. Well, that's also how do you or where do you get your information? So if you just go to the Fred data, okay, here's the Fred data. This is just its raw data. You can just click the tab up above on that Fred section, and this is what it's going to bring you to. There's a ton of data here. So you can actually cherry pick the data if you want to just prove your point, but let me just show you right through here some of the things or the charts that they have. All right, so all transactions on house prices index for the United States, all transactions, home prices. That's where you're going to see right through here. Did home prices crash when it comes to this chart? Well, these are all home prices, not just the ones that sold. Okay, so this is all home prices. I don't really see a drop there. And then the nice thing about this thing is it also offers you an index that mainly a lot of people use in today's society and economists, and it's right through here. It's called the CoreLogic, in the Case-Shiller CoreLogic. You can see right through here. It's also showing home prices going up. This is U.S. national home prices, okay? So where a lot of people get confused is if you check out the prices of the houses it sold, it gives you a little bit of a different tune. Why did those houses sell? Did the people just fire sell them to get out of their situation? What were they actually doing? That's what we're going to look at next. So we're going to scroll down to here so we can see all transactions. This will give you each state by state. And we're going to dig into those in just a minute. But you can see down through here, all transactions. Home prices for Dallas. Home inventory. Let's look at that. Median price, square footage. Well, then let's not look at that. Home prices in San Diego, Los Angeles. Median sales prices. Okay, so if you click that, you have a downtick. Okay, but again, these are the houses that sold. Why did they sell? Don't know. Did they have to take a haircut to sell? Don't know. Were they in a bad position to sell? Don't know. But if you go through each index, you can actually, the nice thing about this is you can go sell by sell. You can look at where you're looking to live. So let's say I'm looking to live in Michigan. What's it look like? Well, the house prices aren't going down there. Let's go to the next state. And I hope you get my point. My whole point here is I want you guys to understand the data, how people can use specific charts in their advantage, but there's a little bit of a hidden agenda behind the scenes. So I want to provide you all the information you can get. This is actually from the Federal Reserve. So you have to take this in a context that it is factual, and you can go through here. Like I said, if you go back to the top, you can basically break down every area that you're looking into. So we have a lot of people and we have a lot of naysayers in Texas saying, well, our market is just getting hammered. Well, let's see how bad they're getting hammered down there. So let me get my head out of the way. This is Texas in general. Here's the home prices in Texas. Okay, now these are home prices index. These aren't homes that sold because that's a small section of the footprint. This is how much home prices are moving. So it's basically flat right there. And again, I won't go through sell by sell by sell, but I hope you guys get it. Let's just pick up one other thing. Let's look at where are they saying house prices are really dropping? Well, Florida. They're saying Florida is just falling off a cliff right now. Let's see, in fact, if it is. Well, it's not falling off a cliff. So guys, my whole agenda here is just to talk to you guys about and where to get your data. So I want you guys to do this research. I don't want you to rely on me, any other YouTubers or mainstream media. Take a deep dive into this. Also, we have another website that's called Altos Research. If you check out that, you can actually fill in your zip code to figure out what your house prices are doing on that stage as well. So that's what's going on with home prices. Make sure you know where you're getting your data. The next thing we're going to talk about is the Federal Reserve. When's their next meeting and what are they going to do? Next meeting is in 12 days. What are they going to do? They're going to do nothing. They're not going to increase rates. They're not going to pause rates. They're not going to reduce rates. Well, they're going to pause rates. They're going to just keep everything that's status quo until they start seeing the inflation numbers coming down. Why? The Federal Reserve has two mandates. They were created for two things and two things only. One, to keep inflation in check, and two, to keep the country at full employment. They can't risk one without the other. So we have the unemployment rate right now at 3.8, 3.9 maybe. They're wanting it to go to 4. Okay, we'll probably get there. And they're also saying, you know, we need to keep inflation in check. So inflation kind of tumbled from 8% down to about 3%, and then we just hit a brick wall. So it's going to need a little bit more time for all this, the rate increases to flow through the system. I think that's going to take place. I'm almost positive the Federal Reserve is not going to increase rates, but I don't think they're going to really pause now until maybe the fourth quarter of this year. Yes, I'm changing my tune. Why? The data's different, and that's why. So let's get over to where the bond market is doing today. Right through here, we have the MBSs basically up 2 ticks, which is nothing. So nothing's going to happen today. How we follow mortgage rates on a daily basis focuses right here. It's a mortgage-backed security. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. Here's the price. Here's what you need to know. If the price of the bond's going down, rates are going up. If the price of the bond's going up, rates are coming down. Let's see what happened over the last, let's say, 5 days or so. This is where we started. So about a week ago, we were right through here. We're right through here right now. So rates are just a hair higher than we were a week ago. Let's go back over a month. You can see that it's been down, down, and down. So that means rates are up, and they're up pretty big from where we were about a month ago. So that's the agenda for today. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I did my due diligence. I got good credit, got good income. I even have a little bit of money for a down payment. Well, we also have a grant finder up there to help you. So I need your help. But I also took your advice and I looked at all these data points on my area, and it seems like it's stable. So what do I do? Well, the next step, if you're looking to buy a house, is reach out to me. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis. I actually work at ServBank. We just changed our name. I didn't move companies or anything. We changed our name. And we're still a federal bank. It licensed me all over the country. So no matter where out and you're in the country, I can help you. We're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages. So that gives you the opportunity to reach out to us. We're going to have one application, one credit pool, and we're going to get you quotes to at least 20 different lenders. So it gives you time to, you know, do your work and spend time with your family and kids and everything else. Let us do all that work for you. How do you get started? Well, click the Apply Now button right up through there. What you're going to do is be launched out to our application system. You're going to fill out the application, and then within 24 hours to 48 hours, we should be getting back with you with a decision, and especially to answer any questions that you have. But if you put in your application, you haven't heard from us yet, or you just want to call us and talk, we can do that as well. You can call us at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. See you here next Monday. Bye-bye.